Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Walter and Thurcilla Hornung have been in Germany for many long years, and they write an encouraging letter. We greet you from the challenging mission field of Germany with very meaningful verses, which are also our testimony. Romans 1:16, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." And then 1 Corinthians 1:18, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." And they write, "We do praise the Lord for first-time visitors almost each time we have our services. Some of them have come one time, others several times. The interested ones come regularly, listen to the Word of God, and some do accept Jesus Christ. Two Iranian families, one with two young people, one with a three-year-old boy with great interest, came to us about 7 months ago. Reza, also an Iranian man, was saved and baptized in our church about 8 years ago, and he did an excellent job translating the messages that were beamed into another room to a large screen for the Iranians. After meeting with these two families for hours on several times, they eagerly accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. There were tears of joy. After attending instruction class about scriptural faith and baptism last Sunday, they followed the Lord and were baptized. Praise the Lord with us. These families need your prayers. One family was transferred to another city. They come by train to our services. Sehar, the 22-year-old lady, is to leave Germany within 10 days. And also Melissa, a 34-year-old gypsy lady, also followed the Lord in believers' baptism. We have gypsy people from Germany and Romania who attend our services. Well, folks, just think about what I just read to you and shared with you. Iranians, you couldn't go to Iran maybe and share the gospel, but here they are in Germany hearing the gospel, being saved, following the Lord in baptism, and growing in their Christian lives. Now, back on October the 3rd in Germany, it was the Day of German Unity, a special day there. This year, the city of Mainz was chosen to celebrate this great event. Last year, it was celebrated in Frankfurt. There will be various stages for political speeches, music, cultural events, and, of course, amusement and shopping areas. This is also the day when the boulevard with 8-meter sidewalks for the pedestrians in front of our church is finished and given over for the public to use. This is a great opportunity to present the glorious gospel of our wonderful Lord Jesus Christ. We'll have various information tables with good gospel tracts, with brochures, with books, and Bibles in many languages. The church will use this event to witness and to speak to many people about their need to be saved. We do need your prayers. The past 7 or 8 months, we have experienced more opposition and problems, satanic attacks, discouragements than ever before. We do know when the Lord is blessing, Satan is not resting. However, the victory will be ours. Please pray fervently for us and the Lord's church here that the Lord will give unity, more love, more holiness, more Christ-likeness, more knowledge of His will, more peace, more joy, more victory, and more fruit for His exaltation. Thank you for your prayers for us as we serve the Lord in Germany.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.